Everybody, and thank you. I'm here representing the International Association for Accounting Education and Research, IAAER. Very pleased to be part of this meeting. The IAAER, many of you have been involved in it that are here in the room, but some of you have not, is an organization that has its roots in the World Congress of Accountants, which is been held every 5 years since 1960 at the time of the IFAC World Congress. Our organization became an official organization in the 1980s with the World Congress that was held in Kyoto, Japan. Since that time, we have expanded our activities in the area particularly of the goal of promoting excellence in education and research on a global basis and in ensuring that academics have a voice in international practice and standard setting matters. We have been, have provided, again, we do not take official positions, but we work to provide very capable academics to various venues at the international level. We've been involved with the former IASC. We have a permanent representative on the Education Committee of the International Federation of Accountants. And most recently, we've become a member of the International Forum on Accountancy Development. We are unique as an organization, I believe, in that we are both a membership organization and a federation. We have individual members from approximately 55 countries around the world. We also have 40 academic and professional association members of the organization. And we have an executive council made up of presidents of the academic association members. Our goal is to not be competitive with other organizations, but to be cooperative at the global level. All of our activities are co-sponsored in one way or another with our member organizations. We sponsor research conferences on the subject of international accounting. Our last one was in Japan last October, which was very successful and very well attended. The next World Congress, I'd like to make you aware of, I do have information about it with me, will be in Hong Kong in November 2002, just following the IFAC World Congress. And that these congresses, the last one was in Paris, drew about 700 people, and we expect the one in Hong Kong to be equally successful, if not more so. Communication we see as a major issue and major need in the global education community. And it is an area that we have set up as a priority. We have received a grant from the Institute of Chartered Accountants of England and Wales to develop our website, and we have spent substantial resources in doing that in the last year, and we have another year to go with the grant and possible renewal of that grant. On our website, we have the Cosmos Accountancy Chronicle, which is an electronic newsletter for accounting educators, and we provide web links and other types of announcements and information to all of the association members of our group. We do try to cooperate in activities such as with Gert's project that you will hear in a few minutes. We are provide a representative to competency-based project. And we have a journal which we associate with, again, not developing a new journal to compete, but to associate ourselves with the high-quality journal, the Journal of International Financial Management and Accounting. Fred Choi at New York University is the editor of that journal. Donna Street, our vice president for publications, is the new international perspectives editor of that journal, and we have our first two issues of that journal. The international perspectives aspect of it are forthcoming very shortly. Finally, I'd just like to say that, I'd like to mention that our administrative offices are at EISM in Brussels and also at DePaul University in Chicago. We think that by going with EISM, it'll provide us a permanent administrative support for the organization. And then again, finally, I'd just like to say that what I hope to get out of this activity today is a better understanding of how we can all cooperate in advancing accounting education and research on a global level. Thank you very much.
I'm a director of the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, and what I've been doing a lot of work is mainly on the education and international front. So I thought I'd just try and explain what we've been trying to do and how it fits in with what I consider as a global profession. ACCA, as Andy was saying, used to be quite a small body, it's about 100 years old now, and it was based in the UK. In a typical British sort of way, we were sort of bumbled into